Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
All right, good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This morning, we are going to reawaken your spirit, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, we're coaching you here Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead and share this call with other people. Dial in the 602-753-1848 or listen online with your smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. Listen, our word is going to be coming out of the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verses 3 through 4. If you've been listening here to Power Start Your Day, this is a very familiar passage that we use, and you know, many people don't understand what does it really take to build big teams, which also includes promotion being part of the process. You know, you can't stay in the same place in your business, build belief in the hearts of people who are watching. I'm going to say that one more time. You, your team, your business cannot stay in the same place forever and build belief in the hearts of those who are watching. And so today, we have to learn how to get out of our head and tap into the hearts of people. Many people are missing it. They're missing it. We got to go to the Lord, because this is some where people are going to have to just sever themselves from their old way of thinking, sever themselves from how people have treated you over the years. Some people have become extremely rigid in their hearts, and all they're doing is in their mind trying to figure out, how can I have a one-up on that person to get them to buy into my side or to see where I am? And you're missing it. Go to the Lord on this one, because this is not something that your friend, your grandma, your uncle, your dad could do for you. Only God could do this for you if you are in agreement with Him. Let's go to the Lord. Father God, we come before You. We honor You on this day You've made it. We're so glad. Rejoice, we're here another day in the land of the living. Wow, dear Lord, what a miracle that we opened up our eyes. And so we are lifting up our voices unto You. On today, we are declaring that one on this line that have breath is praising Your name at the highest level of hallelujah. We're thanking You, dear Lord, that we are petitioning to You so we can understand how to tap into our heart, so we can start building our business from heart to heart instead of head to head. Dear Lord, we thank You that You cleared us such that we know the difference. And so as we go out to do these great exploits in Your name, let us just be 100% pure heart and clean hands to go out and help Your people. Not doing things for selfish gain. We already know You've promised us the rewards if we are diligent. And as we are seeking Your face, not Your hand on this day, we're thanking Your Holy Spirit as He comes in to teach, guide, direct, and correct us. And for those who need comforting, let their minds and their hearts be open to allow the comfort of the Holy Spirit so they may move forward We're thanking you that you're building strong, heart-centered leaders that's going out building the kingdom in your name, your own. Yes, let that just settle in for a moment. As we're basing in your glory, we thank you. As your servant is decreasing, may your spirit increase like never before. Allow your people to be courageous enough to do what it is you would have them to do on this day. We honor you and we bless your holy name and seal this prayer in the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, family. This is going to require participation on your part. Don't sit on the sidelines. You got to get all the way in the game. So I want to invite you to do what's necessary. For many of you all, it's overdue for you to come to queue. I need you to go ahead and press star number one as we reading the word of the Lord. So we've been talking about promotion is a part of the process. And we said, hey, get your head in the game. We said you got to get a lot of eyes on what it is that you have to offer. Listen to what people really need and want and deliver that. But most people just don't care about anything but their own game, their own interests. So they may be able to say, I got my head in the game. I'm all in my head. And I'm going to get out there and I'm going to show my stuff. I'm going to strut all over social media. I'm going to strut all over. I'm going to put on my best. They said, that's what I got to do. I got to dress the part. I'm going to go do that. And then I'm going to hear exactly what they're telling me to do. And I'm just going to say what makes them feel good so that they can join my business, buy my product or service. I did my part. But are you keeping it 100? We got to get out of our head and into the hearts of people. You can't do that until you understand this. Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 through 4 says, let nothing be done. It says nothing. So that means you got to come out of scarcity and into abundance. That's what Jesus died for. It says, nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves. Let each of you look out not only for your own interests, but also the interest of others. Now, this is what I want to talk about when we're coming in this queue. Because I'm going to tell you something. People really don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. You've heard this before. Then why is it so many people, especially once they start making a little bit of money, they get exhausted? That means that you don't really care. You get exhausted. You lose stamina. That means your heart ain't really in it. Because let me tell you something. Just as sure as your heart is beating right now, I'm sure your heart has to be beating if you can hear me. If you were really saying, I'm passionate about what I'm doing, you will have the fuel necessary. You will have the energy necessary. I have found that even in myself over the years of serving people, when I go in now, I'll be 45, at least consistently, it's going to be 25 years that I have been serving people. I opened my first salon at age 20. It'll be 25 years of serving, meaning even though I went to bed really late the night before, I still got up because I committed that someone was coming for an appointment, and it had nothing to do with them that I was exhausted. I needed to be there on time because they were depending on me, expected me to be there. 25 years of doing that, of serving people. I could remember showing up to the salon sometime, and it would be maybe a client that, you know, a regular client that say, you know what, I'm going to choose to take the early appointment, because I've shared this before on where, you know, there was a time I was a single parent, and I would literally, because I was a single parent, I didn't have daycares that can keep my kids super late. And I, you know, said, okay, well, the school opens early. The school opens at 6 a.m. The school opens early. So what if I, instead of those clients that needed to come typically after work, what if I met them before work and served them before work? Well, I had a few clients, and I could remember one of the clients that would come early in the morning. She would meet me at 7 a.m., and Washington said she already knew if it was going to be a relaxer, she had to come at 6:30. But we met at 7 a.m. weekly, and I will do her hair, she knew, and then she would go to work at the list. But I can remember her walking in to the salon, and by the time I draped her to take her down at the bowl, she bursted out into tears. Now, this had so happened to be one of those days that I was exhausted. Immediately, I began to not even think about myself, and I'm saying, what happened? Life was happening in such a way where she didn't know what to do. That wasn't any ordained minister at that time. As a matter of fact, I will cuss you out. Are you here? Let me tell you something. I was one, but I love the Lord. That part I had down pat. Stop. Hold on. We got to pray because you business. And I began to pray with her. And she was like, no one. Absolutely no one has ever done that for me before. Just stopped what they were doing and gave me undivided attention. At the time, I wasn't even mature enough in the Lord. All I did was hugged her and I said, listen, you wipe them tears. We gonna get you all down here with your head up. I can go back there right now and where God has taken me to today, not having a clue that he was preparing me for even this call, Power Start Your Day, not even a clue to say, okay, how many times someone say, I need you, that you will stop. And you know, it's not about what I need at the time. It's about what this person needs. And I'm just going to deliver this need. It has nothing to do with me. I don't need you to get on the line on this morning and to pretend to be a good Samaritan. I need you to get on the line and tell me, how does it feel for you when someone has your best interest at heart and all they want to do is see you win? I wanted to talk about that for a little moment on this morning. Come in the queue and tell me, how does that make you feel when someone says, it's all about you, boo? Tell me what does that make you feel? I want us to go quickly. We are lit up, and I want to talk about that for a moment. How does it make you feel, or how would it, if no one has ever shown you that kind of love before, that they just want to see you win? Good morning, 919, last 25297. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicole. How are you doing?
I'm amazing this morning, King. How are you?
I'm doing great, doing great. Thank you. It makes me feel great because just the simple fact that somebody believes in you and wants what you should want for yourself is just, I mean, it's almost, you can't put it into words because it's like when you look at your child, you see more in your child than they see in themselves at the moment, because they don't see all the possibilities and all the hope that they have. But you can see it in them, but they just don't know. It's the same thing with us as adults as well. People can want for you the best, but if you don't want it for yourself, what can they do? But I have this one particular friend of mine, and she tells me all the time, what are you doing? I mean, you are so smart. You're much greater than what you're doing now. So I don't understand what you're waiting on. You need to be doing something more. She tells me that all the time, all the time. And even down to my uncles, I have an uncle that's a preacher, and he's told me that, you know, you're one of God's children. He has a plan for you. He has told me that since I was probably about 10 years old. I can remember him saying that. I would go to his church, and people that I don't even know would come to me and tell me that God has a plan for you. God has a plan for you. I mean, all the time, all the time. And here lately, it's just like God has been putting pressure on me almost, it seems like, to just really break out and do what it is that I really need to do because I haven't been doing so. And so it feels like he's just been pressing on me and pressing on me and pressing on me, putting me in different situations to get me to see that, okay, it's time. It's time. Mm-hmm. Stop messing around. It's time.
Mm-hmm.
So
there you go.
So, you know, that's my thing. And like I said, it feels good to know that someone really has your back and wants the best for you.
Mm-hmm. Bless you, King. It sounds like your cup has been filled up for long enough. It's time for you to start filling up somebody else's cup. I want to take three more callers on this. How does it make you feel to know that somebody wants you to win? As a leader, we have to believe enough for ourselves and somebody else. I'm about to tell you something about getting promoted. I'm about to tell you something about getting promoted. 716-8616. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. God bless you. I was just sitting here listening, and I thank God because my father, he was my cheerleader. My father have always encouraged me and his mom and my aunts and them. They have always said to me, you know, that I had greatness in me, that, you know, I can do anything. And yesterday my brother had said to me, he said, sis, he was like, you know, in our lineage, there's no failure. And so he was like, and whatever you put your mind to, you can do it. And I want to see you succeed. And so he was just sharing some things with me, and it touched me because I know every day when I get up, you know, from years ago, a pastor had to tell me, this was when I was in my at my biggest moment in life where I was very heavy and I had a lot of weight on me because I was eating, you know, my problems away that I thought, but I was just eating. And so one day he says, Savita, I want you to look in the mirror and tell yourself that you are a brick house. And from that day, it's been like almost over 20 years. And every day I would get up and I would tell myself that I was smart, that I was intelligent, that I was beautiful, and all these things to encourage myself. But when the Lord had to embrace me, you know, because on the other side, I had negativity and people telling me what I wasn't. And so I kind of wore majority of what people were saying about who I was. But I thank God now because when I see different people that encourage me and when I encourage, you know, other people, because I don't get the encouragement that I'm always looking for or, you know, even the validation, but I constantly give because that is what's in my heart. I love to encourage people. And so sometimes when I don't get that back, it does. It bothers me. But now that I have been united with a new family that encourages me and pushes me to greatness, and I just thank God because what's in me, he said, what's in the heart is going to come out. And so what's in me is the love of God, and that's all I have.
There you go. God bless you. Good morning. 478, last four, 2157. How does it make you feel to know somebody
wants you? Good morning, Nicola. It makes me feel like I'm the only person in the world and everybody's trying to help me. I don't know if that makes any sense, but it's an amazing feeling to know that somebody's in my corner, somebody else is looking out for me. Because I, you know, I grew up as an only child. I was an only child for 9 years, so I know what it, I know how to be alone. I know how to be to myself. So when there's someone that's outside of my circle or someone outside of my inner circle, say, hey, look, you should be doing this or you should be doing that, and I believe in you, and I think you can do such and such and such and such. It makes me feel great. I kind of get taken aback sometimes when I'm like, well, where'd that come from? How you see that? How you figure that? But I'm learning to embrace it, trust in God, and just move forward with it. And like the other gentleman said, I've had people tell me, you know, my sister-in-law calls me Preacher Man. I'm the grandson of a preacher, so I know that's in me, and I feel like that's where God is trying to lead me, and that's where he's been leading me. So it makes me feel good when somebody's in my corner.
That's right. That's right, King. Of course it does. Of course it does. This is the last one. How does it make you feel before we go into our next session? Don't come out the queue. Good morning. How does it make you feel to know somebody wants you to win? They want the best for you. How does that make you feel? Good morning, good morning. I guess they thought that we needed some music. We need some answers. 973, we're going to take one last one. 973-9242. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. How are you? This is Barbara from Jersey.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. It makes me feel wonderful. I believe the last time that I was in a queue, I revealed a piece of me that I was holding for a long time. So, and I think the last being that was the last time in the queue because I didn't want anybody else to see that vulnerability again. So here you are this morning, and you've been what we're speaking about is tugging on my heart. The way that makes me feel, because at one point I felt like no one was in my corner because of the situations that I was in, and I carry that so long. And excuse me if I get a little emotional, but it's not a cliche when you say, when I look back over my life, you have to know that God has been with you every step of the way.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
And when, you know, we quote scriptures, but for I know all things were good of those God have been called according to his purpose. So it's just like, okay, I went through all of that. It's like you had more hurt than you had blessings or good. But when I tell you, just as sure as this sun is shining on my face, I am coming out.
There you go.
And that's it. That's all I got.
I love you. I love you. So listen, I want you guys to pay attention. Remember, we've been talking about listening. And when I shared the story, I said I was a single mom. That's a situation where you felt like nobody was there. That's a situation where you can say, I need help. But I stopped looking for anyone outside of God to fill up my cup, and he moved me into overflow where all I could do was fill up the cup of others. That's the key to move you into abundance. You heard caller after caller after caller says it feels good. It feels like I can do anything. If you want promotion, you want to build a big business, then stop looking for people to make you feel like that and go out and help others feel like that. Go out and help others feel like that. call your teams, touch your teams, connect with them, text, whatever. Let them know I'm here, I'm thinking of you. Every day I get on this call, I tell our leaders, meet me here. It's a choice, not a mandate. Every single one of you all have the choice to get out of your head and get into the heart of someone else. You'll never have to twist the arm for anyone to follow you if they know you really have their best interest at heart. Powerful conversation with myself and some leaders on yesterday, where a gentleman was able to let our founders know that part of the reason that he chose our company was because of the way I represent the company. It wasn't about the lifestyle. It was about the mission. It wasn't about, you know, who I was. It was the posture that I truly care. Some people say it because it sounds good, but are you doing it? Can they see that is how you living, lifestyle? People, a lot of times, they feel they have nothing to give because they feel, I don't have a big house or car to show off. But everybody have a heart. Some of us got to move all kind of stuff out the way to get to it. But the moment you start esteeming others higher than yourself, you won't even have time to be licking your wounds. You'll be out there filling folks up. Try it. Promotion is a part of the process, but you got to lift somebody else up. Everybody looking to be lifted. That'll become heavy on leaders. Go out there and be lifting up somebody else and come back with a testimony. Go fill up somebody else's cup. Stop holding out your cup to be filled up. Go fill up someone else's. You guys go have a blessed day. You know what that means? Go get some eyes on what you got going on. Get up out your head and get into the heart of somebody today.